Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Today we have an exceptional author, Melinda Pierce, all the way from Orlando, Florida. Melinda has written a great book. She's going to tell you all about it, how it came about. And I've been talking to her for the past couple of weeks, and she is truly amazing. Melinda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Blake, how are you?
Fine, fine. Can you please, before we even get started, share your contact information? How can people reach you?
Hello, everybody. My contact information is Melinda Pierce. My email is gotknowledge3@gmail.com, or my business line is 407-600-0036.
Great, Melinda. Now, it's funny how we met, as I meet a lot of the guests. Either I or somebody from corporate is online, and we just kind of identify people who seem wholesome and, you know, just out there trying to make big things happen. So we came across your information. But why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from, where you at, large family, small family, you know, just so they can kind of get to know you a bit.
Of course. Yes, I'm from Orlando, Florida. I'm a native, and I have quite a big family. I would say I have 5 children and soon to have 7 grandchildren, and I'm a youngest of 6 children from my mother. And my passion has been for the last 16 years a colorist and cosmetologist, but I had something happen to me about 14 years ago, and it completely changed my path. And next thing I know is on the path of writing. I've published 2 books, and the material that I write about is motivational science. And what that means is I have broken down the cells, connecting them to our environment and the reality. All 3 of those are connected with our mind. And knowing how to use our mind and our free will is the most powerful thing we could ever understand. And I know that there are many in the world that we all have free will, but many do not know how to use it. So it's very important that we realize all the science that's connected to everything we do. We do alchemy every day. We do quantum physics every day. We don't realize it, and we think that we have to go to college to learn these things, and it's absolutely not true. You do alchemy every day. You do quantum physics every day. So understand
wow,
that
you know,
and how. Go ahead, Blake. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say that that's great, because a lot of times we do things, but we don't know what to call it. We have the slightest idea of what we're doing. It's just something that's almost natural. But then if you know what to call it, then at that point you kind of know what you need to do in order to make it happen.
Absolutely.
Or to have a clear path of what you're doing. So 14
right,
years
exactly.
ago, this is when everything changed for you, and it brought you into this form of thinking.
Yeah, and I will give the I actually flatlined. Many don't know what that terminology means, but it means that I actually died, and I was
wow.
revived. I laid in a coma for 3 days, but during those 3 days, though my body was alive and visceral in the hospital, breathing machines were down my throat, you know, to keep my chest and my heart pumping, and my blood going. But actually, my energy, I was like in 2 dimensions at one time, part a little bit here and then majority in the other part, and I was in a higher dimension. And I didn't remember a lot of anything when I came out of my coma. I just knew I had the will to live, and I
wow.
Yeah. It put me on a path. And the thing of it is, everything that I've discovered now, I have broken it down to a science. I have written about how wealth can be created, because it's all, if you don't understand the science and the quantum physics, you can create and have anything you want, but if you don't understand how to go about it, everyone thinks that they have to go to college in order to become wealthy. That is not true. Now, if you want to be a doctor or an attorney, yes, you're going to have to go to college. That's just the way it goes.
Right.
But there's a knowledge out there that there's a universe and other realities that react to our command, our mind. But if we're not thinking the way we're supposed to be, we're here to create an experience, period. We're not here for any other reason. We're not here to be mentally enslaved. We're not here to be physically enslaved. We are here to learn, create, and expand our mind, because when we're expanding our mind, we're expanding all matter around us. But when we are not thinking and creating, everything contracts, and then something else is controlling us, and we're either reacting to it and not doing our part and our own responsibility to ourselves.
Wow.
By not knowing this knowledge.
Now, and so this is part of the way that you learn this knowledge? Or how did you learn it? Was it all from that experience and it just started being pieced together for you?
No, actually, in the beginning when I realized that something had changed in me and I didn't quite understand, because I was able to, as time progressed from that experience, I was having experiences of being able to see. It's almost as if the veil had lifted and I could see things going on in the world that other people couldn't see. And I thought I was, it was quite very sheltered and alone, I felt, because there was people, my family, my friends, I would say, you know, do you see this going on? Do you recognize it or do you acknowledge it? And they'd, you know, no, I don't see it. So I thought, well, whatever had happened to me or what was going on, it just, I didn't understand it. But I now think of what I've been doing, and I still do, and I can't stop it even if I tried to. I have an ability to astro travel or astro project. There's two different terminologies, but means the same thing. What that means is when I go to sleep, my energy goes into other dimensions, and I'm not sustained by this reality we're in now. And most people, if you have deja vu, if you've ever had it, you've astral traveled. And what that means is you went and saw the future happen before it's happened. And then when the experience happens, you recognize it, but you're like, you don't understand. Okay, this has happened before, but I don't really, I don't remember it. That's because you astral traveled and you saw it.
And that's a great topic, because a lot of the Westerners, spiritual people, they don't really do that. But a lot of the people from the East, they have a higher concentration when it comes to those types of things, or looking within and all of that. Now, with how can people improve their lives by reading your material? And what's the name of your book? What's that, first of all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm so sorry. I totally, you know, here we're talking all this science. The book is Above and Below This Reality, and the subtitle is The Lost Encrypted Knowledge.
Okay. How did you come up with that title, and then how can people improve their lives by reading your material?
Okay, the answer to the first question, the title came into my head while I was working out at a gym. It just flew into my head because I knew I had the book written and the material was there, but I just, you know, how do you name this material? How do you name it? And then it wasn't me that came up. It was some entity sent the thought in my mind, and it just proof it was there. So it came about below this reality, and the lost encrypted knowledge didn't come about until a little bit later, because during my research, I don't know if the reader or the listeners are familiar with the terminology of the Holy Grail, but if not, no big deal. Within our DNA encrypted code of knowledge, that an entity such as God, or an entity of whoever believes that whoever God is, whatever they think that is, it doesn't matter, because it's all one and the same. There's an encrypted code inside of everyone's long strand of disconnected DNA. And most people, the scientists have referred to this, some of the DNA cells, as junk, because they could not identify what their purpose
was. Wow.
Well, the purpose is your encrypted knowledge that nobody can remove it. No, not anything. But it can be covered up. That's the problem here. So everyone
with that statement, are you kind of, it seems as if you're alluding to that our cells are recording all that we do?
Yes, our cells are actually recording everything we do, every anger, every bad thing or every great thing. So a lot of people wouldn't believe that. And that's how when we cross over and we ascend upward, we ascend up always. That's how the higher dimensions can read our cells and know exactly what we've been doing. So we can't go into another dimension. When our cycle ends, let's face it, our cycle is going to end. Nobody really knows who or when, how it's going to happen. But the cells are definitely recording everything that we do. And the problem is our cells are recording everything, war, taxes, disease, failure, lack, hatred, all these things. This is all man created. This is not, nobody can say God did this or a higher dimension. This is man, a physical man, a woman, their creation. And what the problem is, it's covered up our encrypted knowledge that's always been within us.
I can kind of understand how when you say the cells recording, because it reminds me of certain athletes or certain things that you practice, how even you can have that playback. You know, like a basketball player that does the same thing and then he makes that reality, or he just instinctively, does those things. And I can see how it just being a part of you, and that's why a lot of people who may have, especially with athletes, their children also either are great athletes or they're well at something because of the training that they did and everything that they've been doing to make themselves stronger. So would you say that that's part of how that knowledge has changed your life? I mean, what do you do that helped you to change, and how significant of a change has it been since you learned about this and then you actually put it into writing?
Okay, that's a good, very, very good question. And I can tell you this and the listeners, that everything that I do now today, and it's not that I'm worried about I'm trying to be a goody two-shoes. I'm more aware of me, my integrity, my dignity, my love and care that I have for the world in general, animals, insects, I don't care, humans, I don't care what they've done. They could be a murderer. I still love them because I realize that everyone has done something wrong, including myself. I've made mistakes, but we make mistakes out of ignorance. And that's why we're forgiven, because once you know this knowledge, you know better. You can't, you're more inclined to be honest, and you feel good about it. And it's not like it's a tough decision. You automatically know exactly what you're supposed to do and do the right thing. And you can just sit and sit with a very, your is lifted as far as of making any mistake. And you forgive yourself for the past mistakes that you made because you realize you knew, you didn't know any better, but you do now. And I could say that me knowing this now, it doesn't matter. Bad things are going to happen to us. That's going to happen, and we have to be strong and realize that if we don't have bad things happen sometimes, it kind of keeps us in line. If everything was perfect all the time, we wouldn't have anything to draw from.
Wow.
So
right.
I can say this, the knowledge has changed my life in a sense to where I know exactly what I require, and the more that I have this knowledge, it's going to sound crazy, but I require less material things from this planet. I require more love and more knowledge than I would,
Melinda,
having material.
Please share your contact information again, along with your book and how people can find this book.
Okay, the book is Above and Below This Reality, The Lost Encrypted Knowledge. And the book can be purchased at Amazon.com or createspace.com. And my contact information is gotknowledge3@gmail.com. And my contact business number is 407 area code 600-0036.
Great. Now, we've had a couple of callers who have also been listening since it started. So I'm going to see if any of them would like to make a comment or ask you a question. Callers, be aware that we also we're on limited time, of course, so make it quick and clear. So the first caller I'm going to go to, the area code is 916, and the first three is 287. 916-287. So, caller, when you come on, please state your name, your location, and either a question or a comment. So, at this time, 916-287, please come on the air. All right, so the person
from
the nine. Oh, yeah, great.
Ken.
I can hear you. Can you please say your name and where you're from, and if you have a comment or a question.
Ken, I'm going to make it real quick just because I know we're on limited time here, Ken. First, thanks and foremost for having me on your show. And Melinda, your story is phenomenal. I'm born and raised in Sacramento, California, and I moved down to Sao Paulo, Brazil, is where I'm currently residing. So kind of one of the things that I would like to kind of touch bases on with your story that I can kind of connect to, when you say that, you just kind of listening to your speech, what you kind of have experienced in the past, what I would call the X factor, that gives you something that nobody else has kind of gone through, that extra strength. It doesn't matter, you know, maybe you have some sort of difficulty going through you, but it makes you strive through life. I like to call that the X factor because you can drive off of it. When you have a salesperson, you can train them all you want to. You can make them succeed in business and writing a book. It doesn't matter. But unless you carry the X factor, and it's going to be something different per person, it's going to help you succeed. So I just want to say you're brave. Ken's an acquaintance of mine. I'd like to consider him a friend. But, Melinda, I would like to say you're brave. And if you have any questions, please, Ken, go to the next caller and then get back to me if you guys would like.
All right, great.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have the next caller here that's been listening. It's a 312 area code with 339. So I'm going to put that person on, and basically you can say your name, please, and your location, and if you have a question or a comment, feel free. So 312 area code with the 339 number, you are now live. All right, so I guess that person from the 312-339 area code doesn't have a question or anything. Okay, great. All right, Melinda. So we had two listeners on at this point. And so that's good. So we had a gentleman that came on, and he even actually named what he believed your process to be. And the other person, a lot of times we have people, they just come on and they listen, so they may not want to ask a question or make a comment. They just listen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And what we were discussing before was how the knowledge has changed your life. And it's really true to me when you are aware of the things that that you need to do in order to be a good person, that good things come to you.
Exactly, and it isn't just that. It's what we vibrate, our vibration, the environment. And I'm not, when I say environment, I'm not speaking of the weather, but the environment of our reality. It somehow creates and affects us in ways. Not every person has the same situation, but we do share some things in common, no matter what. But at the same time, we're not aware. We react to this reality, not realizing that we have helped create it because we embrace it. We allow it. And when each person, it doesn't mean anything has to be done physically. This is all mentally and spiritually. When people realize that they don't have to, they can denounce what's out there in the world because they know inside of them is really love and light, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. And once people catch on to this, that's what my mission is, and that's what I'm striving for, is to help as many people as possibly can to find their inner self and to succeed in whatever they desired or whatever their endeavors are, because there is not one thing in this world that can be kept from anyone. Once you understand the formula and the science, there's not one person in this world that cannot accomplish and have what they require, what they feel their needs are.
Now, this is bringing me into some questions about the people who have read your book in the past and all of the different things that they've said about it and how it has changed them. Are you thinking in the future about maybe having a training program or a shared knowledge program associated with this book?
Absolutely.
Or any other things that you do?
Right. And I'm actually, I'm a Toastmaster. I go to the Toastmasters once a week. And that just helps me with my communication skills, because communication, you have to be able to articulate this knowledge for people to grab onto it and understand it. And it has to be explained to them in a way that it's non-confusing. But absolutely, I would be more than willing in the future to do workshops, helping people, and it's everything that's in my book. It's not like it. I have to prove it. Everyone can look at their own life and reflect and know exactly what they've been thinking, how they've been doing, and what's either the reality that we're in now has either hurt our path or has helped it. And the ones that are usually that are on the right path, or I would say it looks like success and whatever, 9 times out of 10, we don't understand how they got there. How many people did they step on to get where they're at? And there is a way to do things, and the higher dimension does pay attention to that. So if a person thinks that just being wealthy is all there is in the world and doesn't matter who you step on to get there, big mistake, because the higher dimension does care. If you have to use your mind to pull the elements of this planet and universe, you use the elements of this planet to create the mind and elements, you pull those together, doesn't matter what it is you're creating. You can be doing a speech, or you can be creating a building or creating whatever, but it takes a mind, energy, and the elements for everything to come together. But if either one of those things are missing, none of what we see or what we are would be around us. We require energy to be able to use our mind and utilize pulling elements together, which when I mean elements, atoms, cells, molecules, carbon, which is exactly what we're made up of. So we're the commanders, we're the creators, and everything outside of our realm is reacting to us. We're either drawing to us or we're pushing away from us. We're pushing, and what I mean by pushing away, if a person says, I'll never be that, I'll never have that, when you do that, you stifle. You have stifled the light or the power to bring things to you, and that's your vibration that causes that, your state of mind. And guess what? Guess what's causing it? The cells in the body. That's what's vibrating lack and can't do that, can't never have that. Those are the cells in the body, and that's proof right there. And they can be changed. And it takes, you know, it does, it takes time, but I can say that my book, the way it is written and it's formatted and constructed, it's got a flow to it. And I've had such positive feedback. In fact, I had met one of my fans for dinner last Saturday night. We were at a restaurant, and we were talking science. She had the book. She bought it. I signed it. And there were people around us that I didn't realize had finished dinner, and they were actually sitting around eavesdropping, which I didn't mind. We were just talking science.
Right.
And I had several people come up to our table and ask, could they please get my card, that as soon as they got home, they were buying my book. So that says,
you know,
a lot right there.
And one of the things that I like to point out, too, is you have to actually get out, because people won't find out who you are or what you do if you're always inside. And just that conversation, mm-hmm. and you being able to meet, you don't know how many people that you may change their life just from reading that book, you know, and to have, you know, discussion groups set up and have people take pictures. A lot of authors are doing that now. They have your book, have them take a picture with your book and whatever it is that they want to say about it, because that also shows other people through the testimonials that we can see, you know, like, this might be worth picking up.
Right, and it's going to be in the reviews, too. So anyone that's interested in knowing, they should go to Amazon.com and check the reviews. That's right there. We'll tell you, hands down, what it's about and is it a waste of time or not, but I guarantee it's not a waste of time.
I could believe that.
I've been given some a great opportunity to help others, and that's exactly, this book is very powerful for any individual that wants to get point A to B and successfully move on from there.
Great.
And it's everybody's
Melinda,
intention. So. Okay.
Yeah, Melinda, I like to say that we've definitely identified a big thinker in you. We're here to support you, whatever it is that you need. You have events coming up. Always drop us a line. We'll be able to share that from our website. And it's at that time of the show when, you know, we just like for you to let us know who you'd like to thank.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me.
That was one of the most shortest thank yous that we have ever experienced on our show. Sometimes we have to hold our breath because people want to start from their head, start their kindergarten teacher, and move all the way through to where they are now. We have a little bit, a bit of time if you want to say thanks to anybody in particular. But, yeah, we thank you for coming on our show.
Yes, I actually have a few people. I won't keep it too long, but my my editor, Tara Jarvis, I thank her. I could not have been able to pull this off. I actually have two editors, Tara Jarvis and Jennifer Carlis. Both of them are highly educated. One is a librarian, and the other one is, she has her master's in technical writing. So the good news was is they resonated with this knowledge and they munched it up like a Pac-Man.
That's beautiful.
And I also thank my my family, my children, my mother, absolutely, and father's passed, and I always hold him dear. And
wow.
And my friends and support that I've gotten from them, it's really a beautiful thing to have the understanding and support, because I could not have done this on my own. There's no way. But I'm very grateful, and I'm grateful for you, Blake, for having me on. That's an amazing opportunity, and I appreciate everything you do. So, and I thank the listeners, for the ones that are listening and the ones that will listen to the interview. I thank them, and I wish them all the best, and then hope that they will realize that they have a greater purpose in this life and consciousness, and that nobody owns them, and everyone needs to love each other and reach out to each other and help each other.
Wow. Well, thinkbigradio.com listeners, Big here, your host, going to leave you with a positive note. Pick up Melinda's book. Until next time, remember, Think big and spread the word about thinkbigradio.com.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.